The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as... The Saint.
Taxi! Taxi!
Personally, lady, the name is Louie, but...
Please, hurry.
Okay, but where to?
I don't care.
You don't... I don't like to mention this, lady, but I think you mislaid your groom.
What?
Of course, a girl getting married, she's kind of excited. Maybe she forgets a little something here and there, but, lady, not your husband.
I'm not married.
Look, you're all dressed up like your bride. You come running out of that church. They was having a wedding there.
They thought they were, but... Oh, I want Jimmy.
Look, please, lady, don't cry. If I had Jimmy, I'd give him to you. Who's Jimmy?
I love him, and we were going to get married, and I went to the church, and everybody was there except...
Jimmy.
Yes. Uh-huh. I called everywhere. I know something terrible must have happened to him.
Uh-huh. For a girl in your position, you know what I think you need?
What?
A saint. Mr. Templar, I hope you don't mind our barging in like this.
Of course not, Louie.
But you see, this here is...
I'm Carol Blair.
Uh-huh, Miss Blair. But by this time, she's supposed to have been Mrs...
Snyder.
Yeah, but she ain't on account of Mr. Snyder. Didn't show up at the altar. So,
Miss Blair, please sit down.
Thank you.
Here, have a handkerchief.
I don't want a handkerchief. I want Jimmy.
Well, I don't have Jimmy. I might perhaps try to find him.
Oh, Mr. Tennant.
Whether I can or not is something else again. However, have you thought of the possibility that he might have changed his mind about matrimony?
He wouldn't have. He loves me.
Well,
Mr. Templar, there's nothing that could have kept Jimmy from marrying me. Nothing except death. Thank you for bringing me home, Mr. Templar.
You're very welcome, Carol.
I'm sorry I cried so much.
Well, I'll call you as soon as I have any news. Good night.
Yeah. Miss Blair lives in a very mansion, fat mansion.
Mm, so she does. Well, let's go, Louie.
Okay. Where to?
James Snyder's apartment.
Uh-huh. You think maybe he overslept?
I doubt it.
Hey, Mr. Templar, I read a book once.
Sure, I wouldn't brood about it, Louie.
No, listen. In this here book, a girl's fella don't show up to marry her on account of he's dead. You know, on account of somebody killed him?
Oh, well, that would explain why he's dead, all right.
Yeah, so the girl says, zounds... In those days, girls used to say zounds.
That ain't what Miss Carol Blair said.
Well, I guess she didn't read the book.
Well, probably too busy clipping her coupons.
Oh, she's loaded, huh?
She is loaded.
Well, money and everything.
Hmm, I wonder if that's what James Snyder thought.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Miss Blair told us he was broke, yeah. Hey, I got the solution.
Yes, Louie?
Yeah, maybe he got a job. This here is a very fancy type hallway, Mr. Temple.
So it is. Gaudy, but not neat. 1C, 1C. Mm, yes, here it is.
How can a guy with no dough afford to live here?
Well, we'll ask him if he answers that doorbell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's in.
Hello.
Ooh. Except he's a she.
Good evening. May we come in?
All right.
Thank you.
Templar. Maybe she's why Snyder didn't show up.
I think we stop here, no?
Yes, Miss...
I am Marie.
Oh, Marie. Well, this is Louis.
Hello.
Yeah, and I'm Simon Templar.
Ah, you are the saint.
I'm afraid I am. Spending the winter here?
In this apartment? For right now, I am read the book, you see.
Book on American history. You're a student?
What do you think?
I think you graduated. Why the book, then?
Well, I'm not so long in this country, and I wish to learn about...
The American people?
American men.
Oh, they're not that different from Frenchmen.
Maybe so, but it's the little difference that counts, hmm?
Perhaps. You know, there are better ways of learning than from books. Why don't you ask Jimmy?
He is out.
He is?
Yes. He's marrying himself. Oh, it is not right what I'm saying. He's marrying a girl.
Yeah, that's more usual. You don't mind?
I do not mind.
Well, sometimes close friends of the groom do. They say things like, what on earth does he see in her?
But I am knowing what he sees in her.
Be careful.
$1 million. He's not bad.
He's fine. Well, that is, Carol is a very pretty girl, too, despite her $1 million.
Who cares?
Of course, you'll probably laugh and laugh and... are you Jimmy's sister?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought so. But if you're not his sister, you must be...
You look very pretty in red, Simon, but it is not necessary to blush. I am Jimmy's...
Whoop, Kitty, it's time for bed.
Wife.
You said wife?
Wife. Excuse me, huh? Hello? Huh? He's not here. Monsieur Templar is here. Goodbye. Was the doorman. I was saying...
You said you were Jimmy's wife.
It's true.
Well, then if he'd married Carol, it would have also been bigamy.
We were divorced in Mexico last year.
Not his wife.
I am fine. The lawyers say divorce not so good. So now Jimmy marry a rich girl. Maybe Jimmy gives me a big present, hmm?
Big present, huh? There's another name for it.
Is so?
Is so. The other name is blackmail.
You are a funny man.
I haven't been trying.
Maybe you go away now, huh?
Mary,
hmm?
I have news for you.
What kind of news?
Jimmy didn't show up at the altar.
You make the joke once more.
No joke.
He's terrible.
Which means that Jimmy hasn't married that $1 million yet.
I think of the poor girl who waits at the altar. Almost I cry for her.
Your eyes are dry.
I said almost. Goodbye.
You want to be alone?
From you, yes. Goodbye also to you.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, thanks for remembering me in time to say goodbye, yeah, Mr. Templar.
We're leaving, Louis. Except, Marie, if you happen to run into Jimmy...
Yes?
Advise him to be very careful.
So?
To date, he's left one woman at the altar, another in his apartment. He'd be safer juggling dynamite.
About Marie's character, I got nothing to say. But about her figure...
Louis...
I also got nothing to say. But, oh, I can dream. It's dark.
Yeah, it usually is at this time of night.
I know, but it don't hurt to mention it. Back to the cab?
I suppose so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you Templar?
Huh?
Me?
Yeah.
Who wants to know?
Who's asking you?
You are?
So figure it out.
All right. You got a pencil and paper, maybe?
Wise guy.
If you don't mind my intruding, I'm Simon Templar.
Well, thanks for telling me, Silwick.
Hey, you can't.
I did. Now, don't move too quick. Him, I gave the butt, but it's you I'm pointing the business in. Get in the car.
Not just yet. If you've hurt Louis...
You want to get shot?
Not especially. But first, I'm going to look at Louis. He's unconscious. Hey, what was the idea?
Well, all I wanted was you, so let's get going, huh?
But Louis...
From what I gave him, he'll wake up, but you won't if you don't get in the car.
Very well. Your name would be,
Dugan.
You already know mine. Where are we going?
That's what you're going to tell me.
I am?
Yeah. Because we're on our way to visit Jimmy Snyder.
You've told me.
Just so happens his present address slips my mind, so... Give, huh?
Or else?
No. Tonight we don't play. Tonight it's for keeps. Take me to Snyder. Nobody likes to die.
Not quite yet. Hallways are so drafty.
Huh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Snyder's in your apartment?
Yeah, we'll be inside in a moment.
Hold it.
Hold what?
Shut up. Okay. Move slow, straight ahead.
You mean now you've cased the joint?
I mean, I wanted to get that light on. Now, Tepler.
Yes?
I don't see Snyder.
Hey, you know, now that you mention it, I don't see him either.
Hey, you could overdo that light stuff.
You really think so?
Where is he?
I don't know. But he might be along at any moment.
Yeah?
Why not?
How would you like a slap in the eye?
Put your gun down and try it.
Why,
careful.
You...
Besides, would Marie approve of your language? Not to mention your tactics.
Well, she don't have to. I'm the one who gives the orders and...
Oh, thank you.
For what?
Telling me that you're the person who spoke to her over the phone a little while ago, back at Snyder's apartment. It explains how you happened to know I was there.
Forget it. Now, what I want to know is when is Snyder going to show here?
Well, of course, he may have mislaid his timetable.
Yeah?
Or perhaps even his life.
Hey, Templar.
Yes?
I'm beginning to think that Snyder maybe ain't going to show.
Well, as a beginning, it shows promise. In time, you may have lots of little thoughts all your very
you
own.
You said that...
I said he might be along. I offered no guarantees.
Nobody's offered a guarantee on your life.
Oh, sheer oversight.
You could be playing me for a dope.
Oh, good heavens, no. Are you a dope?
Where's Snyder?
Well, men who have just been married usually spend the time immediately thereafter.
No. He ducked the church.
Oh, that's interesting. But how did you know?
I know.
Something else, however, that you don't know.
What's that?
The door behind you has just been sneaked open very, very softly.
Huh?
Oh, I amuse you?
You kill me. You're so funny.
Well, you exaggerate. I'm not the one who may kill you. There's a revolver barrel poking its snout around the edge of that door. Point of it's aimed at you.
Well, I don't take my eyes off you, mister.
I don't suppose there's anything I could say that would stop that little stranger from shooting, whoever he or she is. I do dislike having my home used as a shooting gallery, though. Neighbors complain. So, Mr. Dugan, would you mind going away and being shot someplace else?
I am staying right here.
Get out of my way.
No.
Oh, you fool. I want to go after whoever shot you.
No, that's a trick. It's some kind of trick. You moving up.
Lieutenant Archer, homicide.
Hello, Lieutenant. This is Simon Templar.
Lieutenant Archer just grabbed his Nash for a quick trip to the upper Amazon.
Lieutenant Archer hasn't got a Nash.
He's doing it the hard way. Good night.
Lieutenant.
Yeah?
Look, stop gnashing your teeth and guess what I've got.
I wouldn't want it. I'm a married man.
His name used to be Dugan, Anthony Dugan.
I don't like him.
Someone else didn't like him harder. So now he's dead.
Where?
My apartment.
Got the killer there, too?
I'm sorry, no.
Well, get in touch with me when you do.
All right, Lieutenant.
I'll be right down, Simon.
He doesn't make a pretty corpse.
He makes a very dead one, though.
Friend of yours?
Lieutenant, neither of us really care.
Yeah, I... Company, Simon.
Who? Oh, Louis.
Louis, he says.
That's what he said.
Louis, you're not hurt.
No. Now, in my family, everybody goes around with two heads.
Well, there was nothing I could do.
Hang out with the saint and see Johns Hopkins from a bottle. Mr. Temple, where is that hooligan? I'm gonna... That's him?
Yes, Louis.
But he ain't breathing.
No, Louis. Oh. Lieutenant.
Yeah?
Louis and I have an errand. You mind our leaving?
Thanks for asking. So long.
Goodbye. Louis?
Coming. But to where?
I think perhaps it's time we visited Carol Blair.
Uh-huh. You think maybe she needs help?
Help? Or an alibi?